Thoughts on the Kingdom, Apostolic Principles, Part 12. My text is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. This is the text. Therefore, writing to believers, this man, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably, with reverence and awe. That's what the writer is saying to believers. That's what he's saying to me and to you, brother and sister. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So, consequently, let us be thankful and let us worship God acceptably and do so with reverence and awe. Hebrews 12:28. What is the context? We'll go back to verse 14 and verse 18 and on. Verse 22. What do you see there? Read it through yourself. We have not come to Mount Sinai. We have not come to that mountain that smoked with flame and fire, that terrible place of threatening and vengeance. We have not come to the law, the old covenant. We have come to Mount Zion, the new covenant, to Christ. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, and so on. We don't come to the old temple. We come to the new temple. We don't belong to the old kingdom. We're not looking for the old kingdom. We are receiving a kingdom that is a new kingdom that cannot be shaken. The old temple was shaken. It's gone. It was ruined. It was broken down before the exile. With the exile, it was broken down in AD 70 completely. And AD 135. And we are receiving a kingdom. We're members of that kingdom, which cannot be shaken. The old kingdom, the old kingdoms of the world, were fragile, temporary, ineffective. Adolf Hitler might brag that he was going to set up a kingdom, a Reich, that would last 1,000 years. How long did it last? About 13 or 14? This is the real kingdom. This is the lasting kingdom. This is the permanent kingdom. This is the eternal kingdom. And, brother and sister, it's our kingdom. For it's the kingdom of Christ. And we belong to him. We've been regenerated and brought into that kingdom. And it will never be shaken. So let us be thankful. We are receiving this kingdom. Let us. And that's a command. In Hebrews, you get let us, let us. You get it in chapter 10 very strongly. Let us, let us, let us. No, it's not, oh, I would like, no, no, this is a commandment. We must worship God. We must be thankful. We must worship God acceptably. Not just 10 chapel or church meetings. That's not what he's talking about here at all. He's talking about coming to Christ and knowing Christ and adoring Christ and living for Christ and for God and for the Spirit 24/7. And it's a word that we need with reverence and awe. Not glib, smart-aleckness and familiarity, but being thankful, adoring, serving, honouring God in true reverence and awe. There's a word for the unbeliever, too. This God is our God. And my friend, you will find that this God is a consuming fire for those who are outside the kingdom. Jesus warned of it. The apostles warned of it. The apostolic principles show it. Outside of the kingdom is to be lost. We have to be transferred out of the realm of darkness and brought into the kingdom of Christ, regenerated, brought to faith, and become subjects of the King. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom, brother and sister, that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. And may many sinners hear this, be awakened, to realize that the God they have to deal with, who will face them one day, and they will have to face him, is a consuming fire. And may they seek, may you, my friends, seek the Lord now, while it is time. Now is the accepted time. So come now.